excited for our next guest here this morning. He is Hall of Famer Shug McGahey, a native of Lexington, Kentucky, a 9-time Breeders' Cup winner. You heard the race clip of Inside Information just demolishing the field in the 1995 Breeders' Cup Distaff. That is one of his 9 victories, and he's with us now here on HRN. Shug, appreciate the time.
Oh, you're welcome, Mike.
Yeah, welcome to the show. You know, we were talking earlier about Inside Information because we played that race clip, and of course, as we know, 2 weeks ago, sadly, she left us. But when you think back on that day in 1995, what are some of the thoughts that come to mind?
Well, she'd come out of a pretty hard race in the Spinster where she was kind of was all out to beat horses she'd been beating pretty easy, so I had a little bit of a question mark with that. But then she came back here, and before the race, she had a really, really good work. And, you know, so we were looking forward to running her. I had Heavenly Prize in the same race. And, you know, going in there, you couldn't really separate them. But I knew it came up a sloppy track, and Heavenly Prize wasn't quite as efficient on a sloppy track as I knew that Inside Information, being my private account who loved it also, I knew she would probably like it. But, you know, it was a thrilling day here in New York, and we'd won a 2-year-old filly race earlier, and, you know, so we were looking forward to running her, and they finished 1-2, so it ended up being a very good day.
Yeah, to say the least. you never disappoint with the description of that. When we had you on Trainer Talk, you went through her whole training schedule. It was amazing. I love how you know exactly what you did with her leading up to the race and everything. It's really special.
Well, she was a special kind of horse, and, you know, like I say, she had a really good work. I think she went 5/8 in a minute or something before she ran, and you know, did it easy and did it the right way. So, you know, we had a lot of confidence going in that she would, you know, would run a good race. Whether that was going to be good enough, who knows? Those races are pretty competitive, but she made it a little bit non-competitive, so that was good. Mike rode a good race. She broke, and he sort of took the initiative, you know, 1/8 of a mile out of there or so, and we went from there.
Shug, I know you've been through this with several of the champions and great horses that you've trained, but when you do get the phone call or you do read the news that a horse like Inside Information has passed on, what's that like for a trainer?
Well, I mean, you know, when they get to be that age and stuff, it's something that you can sort of realize. She'd been retired from breeding and, you know, was back with with the older mares and stuff, and, you know, Claiborne takes great care of them at that point. And I got a text from Bradley, you know, the next morning, the farm manager at Claiborne, you know, telling me she'd passed on. And, you know, you just kind of, reminisce on her record. And, you know, she was an interesting filly because, you know, probably not till the Breeders' Cup did I really realize how good she was, you know, because she had her and Heavenly Prize at the same time. And luckily, until the Breeders' Cup, I was able to keep them separated. But, you know, she had a little bit of a problem after Mother Goose. And but we got that straightened out. And, you know, I remember in that November, before we went to Florida, I told Mr. Phipps, I said, I'm going to run. So I said, she's training so good, I want to make sure she's not lying to me. So we hauled her over at Aqueduct sometime in November, and she won easy again. So we went from there. But, just kind of sitting here in my office, and I got a picture of her in here winning the Acorn. And, you know, when you get those kind, they're able to take you to those kind of places, you know, like the Acorn, like the Breeders' Cup, you know, the Ruffians and those kind of races, it's what you do it for. And, you know, I just appreciate having the opportunity to have one like her and that could put us in those type of spots to where we can be competitive in the big races and, able to win most of them, because she was 14 out of 17. And, one of those times she got beat over at Aqueduct for second starts, that was my fault. And then she got beat, the only time she got beat as a 4-year-old, she got beaten in Ballerina, and she stumbled leaving the gate. Classic Mirage, Julie, I think, you know, they went to the lead and we just weren't able to catch them. And so, you know, it was a pretty good, and the other time was the Mother Goose. And so it was a pretty good run with her.
Hall of Fame trainer Shug McGahee with us here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. 9 Breeders' Cup victories to his credit. Shug, people may not realize that your very first victory in the Breeders' Cup came with the brilliant Personal Ensign in 1988. And, of course, you retired undefeated by virtue of that victory, and what a victory it was. Take us back to that day for a minute and look back on Personal Ensign and that performance.
Well, it was an interesting day. I mean, we went in there with a lot of confidence. She'd won the races all pretty easy all year. She beat the Colts and the Whitney and came back and beat Winning Colors in the Mascot going a flat mile. You know, and then we won the Beldame. You know, I remember Beldame, you know, I felt like that she came into it really well and she'd been beaten. The horses were in there fairly easy, so I kind of told myself that day, I said, if she breaks good, just sit down and watch her run. And that's what I did. We got her to Louisville, and everything was fine. And, you know, I went into the race with a lot of confidence, and I don't think I really even worried about the way the track was that day because she had one on off track at Saratoga. But, you know, obviously, you know, she struggled with it till she finally got maybe in a stretch and, you know, found a spot where she liked. And, she went on and finished, but, you know, I will say from the 5/8 pole to 2 jumps from the wire, I didn't think she had much of a chance. But, you know, that was one of those deals where trainer didn't have anything to do with it, jockey didn't have anything to do with it. It was just a matter of that was all horse. And, you know, she wanted to win, and she was able to. And it was obviously a big thrill for us to win, be able to win a Breeders' Cup race and send her home undefeated. And, you know, it was also Mr. Phipps' first Breeders' Cup. So, you know, she was another one that took the places that that you want to go. And, you know, she's, like I say, she's kind of she's a career maker when you train one that's, you know, 13 for 13, retired undefeated. The first time horse has been retired undefeated and at that time in 80-some-odd years, so a champion. And so it was obviously a big thrill. I mean, you know, I remember people saying to me, I said, I guess she'll be a big void leaving there. And I said, well, she'll be a big void leaving there, but I'd done all I could do. I was glad she got home and went home safe. And, you know, she'd been hurt as a 2-year-old. And so when she went home and she was safe and went on to be a great broodmare was, you know, something that was special too.
That was an amazing race. I'll never forget it. And just listening to you talk about it, the hair stood up on the back of my neck. It was one of those performances. It was kind of like out of body experience. You never thought she was going to get there, and it was so deflating. And then all of a sudden she wins, and it was really amazing.
Yeah, it was. It was. I mean, I felt the same as you did. Like I say, I never thought she was going to win. And I happened to be standing with a friend of mine, and he said, what do you think about the 3/8 pole? I said, not today. And but she kept picking them up. But Randy told me it was never in doubt. So
sounds like Randy.
Yeah, he had a lot more confidence than I did.
Shug, the other Breeders' Cup winners that you train, the names read like Dancing Spree, who won the sprint in 89, and 2-time mile winner Lure, who went back-to-back in 92 and 93. You had My Flag, who won the Juvenile Fillies, and Pleasant Home, who was another distaff winner for you, and then Rhythm in the Juvenile and Storm Flag Flying in the Juvenile Fillies in 2002. Of those horses, which of them has the story that you like to tell most and like to reflect upon the most?
Well, all of them got a story behind them. I mean, Dancing Spree came out, you know, I mean, he was buying a Jensen. He was supposed to run a mile and a quarter, and that's what I was doing in allowance races. Cadero was riding him, and he came back one day. We ran him a mile and an eighth or something. He finished third or second or fourth or something, and he said, you need to run him shorter. And, So I said, okay, I'll find a race going a mile. They said, no, run shorter than that. And so then that's how he became a sprinter, and he was an interesting horse because sometime first part of June, he won the True North going three quarters, and 4th of July, won the Suburban going a mile and a quarter. But I think Cadero that day was an off track, and, you know, he pretty much carried him to the wire. And then, you know, he just got beat in the four go to a horse of Sidney Waters. I can't remember what his name was. The one that Sarah told every time he ran. And then we came back and he ran a subpar race in the Vosburgh. But when I got him to Florida, for some reason, he completely came around. You know, he had tremendous breeze down there. And, you know, so he was probably a little bit lucky because there was a major crash leaving the gate. And he was able to clear that, and they got a perfect trip with Cadero down on the inside and came through and beat Safely Kept, you know, right on the money. So he was kind of an interesting story. But, you know, one of my favorite Breeders' Cup was Lure with the first time we ran him at Gulfstream. You know, I don't know in my life if I've ever presented a horse that looked as well as he did. And, you know, we had the inside post, and I told Mike, I said, just take advantage of it. And, you know, that's exactly what he did. And, you know, he ran a great race, set the track record, and obviously it was a huge thrill for us. And I'm not too sure that one the same day Rhythm won too, but the two-year race. But, you know, they all got stories behind them. Some of them are good ones, and some of them are, you know, how did this happen type of story. But those were two pretty good ones.
Well, you've got War Flag in this year, and you've never been to Del Mar before. I found that astounding.
Well, I never have. I went by one time. Mexico, when I was in Santa Anita in the late 70s.
That's a whole other story. I want to hear that story, Shug.
Well, it was Tijuana. I remember there for about 2 or 3 hours. I told them, get me out of here. But, you know, it's during Saratoga, and the Fifth family always, you know, they're there from flag fall to flag fall, and you know, I just never did feel like that I needed to be packing my bags and telling them that I'm going to go to Del Mar for 3 or 4 days. And you know, it's a big part of what they do and did. You know, it's coming to the barn in the mornings out there. I've sent horses out there and run, but I didn't go myself. But you know, besides being unfamiliar with surroundings stuff, I'm looking forward to coming out there and sort of seeing what's going on, and go from there. You know, I mean, I never was really a big California guy, but I really got to where I enjoyed Breeders' Cup at Santa Anita once I got the feel of things, and the weather was great, and you know, everything seemed to be so convenient. You know, I always went into Jerry Hollendorfer's barn, and he made it easy, and he always had a room with a TV in it. You know, it wasn't that far a walk to the racetrack, and you know, it was a lot of fun. And I'm sure being down in Del Mar once I've been there for 24 hours and get the feel of things, it's going to be just every bit as good too.
Well, Shug, you come in with a live horse this year in War Flag, who is as honest as they come in the Filly Amare turf. 9 starts, she has 5 wins, 3 seconds, and a third, so never worse than third. Last time out, she wins the Grade 1 Flower Bowl at odds of 9-1, defeats a couple of the same horses she'll face in the Filly Amare turf. Talk to me a little bit about War Flag.
Well, you know, she came to me from France. Something had happened to her over there. And she came from there to Niall Brennan's, and you know, if she's doing all right, send her to Shug. And so she was doing okay, and I got her here. And you know, it took me a while not to get her ready to run, but to find a race to run her in. And So I end up taking her down to Monmouth. I think Joe Allen was getting a little bit impatient with me, but sometimes you just got to be patient. And she beat the Colts down there. Beat a pretty nice colt of Karen McLaughlin's. And, you know, so we just kind of went on with the matchmaker down there. And, you know, she got a wide trip. Nick Juarez rode her, and he rode her fine. He just came back. He says, you know, horse carried me out and let the horse through on the inside, and we got to beat a half a length or something. And then you know, she trained fine up all during Saratoga, and, you know, the Glens Falls was on our radar, and the turf up there all summer, because we didn't have any rain, was always speed favoring and speedy, and it was obviously was that day, and the horse that finished second was the horse I was worried about, Taz, because she was speed and in light. And so, you know, not everything went exactly right. It was very speed favoring. The two fillies that finished 1-2 were both forwardly placed. We made up a lot of ground, and, you know, we just didn't get there. But when I got her back here and training over this bigger racetrack, and she seemed to really thrive. And so we went over there, you know, I'm not going to say we went over there with a lot of confidence, but we went over there thinking she would run a big race, whether she was good enough or not. I didn't know. I mean, like you say, those two fillies of Chad's are pretty good. But she ran a race, and she came out of it very well, and she went to Del Mar yesterday and shipped fine. And, you know, one thing Lena, her exercise rider, reminded me of when we breezed her on the turf at Saratoga, stake horses were going to run the stake to breeze on the inside of the dogs, and she really hovered around those quick turns pretty good. So, you know, I don't think that'll be a problem. You know, hopefully coming out of that chute, there'll be some speed sort of developed in front of her, and, you know, I do think she's getting better, and we're looking forward to running her and seeing what happens.
Well, Shug, you've always been extremely generous with your time, and really appreciate you spending a little time with us here this morning on the network. Like all of our guests who appear on the program, we're going to send you a gift courtesy of Embrace the Race, the apparel for the horse racing lifestyle. Before I let you go, I'll just ask you, what is it about this game and this sport that makes Shug McGahey embrace the race?
Well, I mean, it's given me something to do my whole life where I can be competitive. You know, I like the competition. You know, I mean, as we all know, the game's changed, you know, quite a bit. A lot of the old guys are not around anymore, and, you know, a lot of the established stables aren't around anymore. You know, I like my relationship with really everybody that I've got, and it all kind of comes through Claiborne Farm. I mean, you know, this War Flag's mother was at Claiborne. You know, I've got a few for Andrew Rosen. They're raised at Claiborne. Obviously, Pips and Janny are raised at Claiborne. And, you know, my relationship there is very good. And, you know, I think that Seth and Walker and Bernie out there, you know, they give me the straight scoop. And you know, I know they're trying as hard as they can to raise you a good horse. And they're appreciative when one runs good. But, you know, the people that I'm around are really, you know, especially with the Phipps and Janny, there's just not any breeders really that breed to race anymore. And, I mean, I was out there like 2 weeks ago when I was at Keeneland, and Seth took me around with Walker, and we looked at the farm manager, Bradley, and looked at, you know, all the weanlings, and, you know, they're up on everything that's going on. And so I feel like that, you know, like over the years that through my relationships with those people, that they've tried to send me, you know, well-raised horses, and that they're not the kind of people just because they've got a good pedigree that, oh, this is going to be a real good racehorse, that they don't give anybody any false feelings. You know, they'll say, tell you whether you like them or you don't like them. And all that makes it fun for me. You know, a lot of the stuff I've trained mother and father and grandmother, and I'm dating myself, but, you know, it makes it pretty interesting times. And I think that that's what what I really enjoyed, you know, that and hopefully that they've had the confidence in me and had my back to where, you know, if I did make a mistake, they didn't call me out on it. And I'm sure I've made a lot of them in their minds. And so that's what's made it fun. But I like the competition, and, you know, I like the chance to be able to go there and compete, you know, in the big races on whenever they are on the weekends. And, you know, hopefully in the next few years with what I've seen in the pipeline that we're going to have more opportunities in the big races than maybe we've had in the last few years. And, you know, I've got confidence that we will.
Nobody better. He is Shug McGahee, ladies and gentlemen. Shug, appreciate the time, and safe travels out to Del Mar. We'll look forward to seeing you out there.
All right. Well, thank you, guys, and thanks for calling.